shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Tonight, we'll be talking with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association about Joe Paterno, allegedly, well, not allegedly, that word allegedly is just now stuck in my head, everything you say, you know. Joe Paterno is, in point of fact, battling lung cancer.
Yeah, you gotta say it like it's allegedly the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, this is allegedly the Phil Hendry Show.
Allegedly the Phil Hendry Show, right. I mean, I didn't make that mistake, but I suppose to be...
Yeah, to be safe, guys. Yeah,
all right, to be safe, this is allegedly, even though I am Phil Hendry, well, I am allegedly Phil Hendry. Never mind. So we'll be talking with Bobby about that. Chris Norton, who is an aspiring filmmaker and a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, will be discussing with us the film, new Bill Condon film, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, which already has everybody talking, quite an undertaking. And Bill Condon is a hell of a director, man. He's made one of my favorite movies, and he didn't make it all that long ago, was Gods and Monsters, which was his movie, and he is an interesting guy. So we'll have Chris Norton on with us later. We also, of course, have our News and Information Hour coming up. We are on live on Phil TV in HD right now on our website, which is philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you can watch a video cast of our show and watch us perform our radio show this evening. And let's see what else. You can also, with a backstage pass, avail yourself of all of the archives and the daily podcast, which is, of course, a download. If you are not a Backstage Pass member, check out our free stream of the show. And also, we have our free Classic Phil podcasts, which come out occasionally. We have three ones up right now, which is, what are they, bud?
Well, we got the one that everybody is, likes, All You Can Eat Negro.
Yeah. Yes, All You Can Eat Negro, and God, I can't remember them. What's the matter?
I just don't like, the All You Can Eat Negro.
Yeah, well, of course you don't. You're black. You're not supposed to like it.
Hey, wait a minute. What is that supposed to mean? You're black. You're not supposed to like it. It's just a goofy thing that's not racial. I know you don't like the name of it. Maybe we'll change it to something else. I don't know. We have Plane Go Boom.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that one because it's about a little tiny retarded kid crapping himself.
Oh, I see. So you don't like All You Can Eat Negro, but you like a little tiny retarded kid, as you put it, crapping himself.
Yeah, you're racist.
How's that racist, man?
Look, don't start the show off with this. Then, one other one, which I forget. Oh, Lloyd. And Lloyd gets teabagged by the neighbor's cat. So that's all on philhendryshow.com. Excuse me. Excuse me for laughing. It's tasteless, of course. Anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association joining us in their community center tonight. I know you're working late, Bobby. Thank you for being with us, though. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine, Phil. This news that we heard about Coach Paterno really has those of us who have been longtime fans of his and Penn State football really has us quite upset.
Now, you're a Californian by birth, but you are a big-time Penn State fan. Why?
My father went to school there. I know that Margaret Gray, who is also a frequent guest on your program, we're familiar with Margaret. We've come in contact with her, and we've had dealings with her, and we're familiar that she went there as well. We have friends on Steve's side of the family. They are from Wisconsin, but they did have a couple of the kids of his cousins went to school there. So we do have some ties, and we're very concerned with Coach Paterno and what has happened.
Well, Coach Paterno has been diagnosed with a lung cancer. And this was diagnosed, I believe, within the last 10 days as the result of a visit to the doctor for bronchitis. Is that correct?
Yes. He had some sort of chest cold and decided to, as we all should, go to the doctor. I don't know, Phil, whether they did a chest x-ray. Perhaps that is standard for someone of that age. But at the time, they did uncover this tumor that is obviously going to have to be treated.
Now, they call it a treatable form of lung cancer, meaning it's, I'm assuming that means it's not a particularly virulent or aggressive or dangerous?
I really don't know. I don't know if that's something they just tell the public to you know, assuage the fears of a lot of people. This is what his son said. I don't have any reason to doubt that. But until we get the all clear, of course, we're concerned for the coach's health. When all is said and done, he has been Penn State for a long time, you know, almost 50 years, Phil. Over 50 years, if you count his coaching there.
Right.
And I have to say that, you know, we held our tongue when this coaching scandal came out, Phil. I didn't say anything. I know that this man, Mr. Sandusky, was the primary target of this. But as you know, and as your listeners know, Coach Paterno was subjected to, I think, very hateful commentary, a lot of judgment, a lot of people pointing their finger at him and blaming him and saying that it was his fault and he did it. And almost as if Coach Paterno himself was the molester, you know. And my husband, Steve, wrote a letter to Coach Paterno. Steve, if you wanted to read some of that.
Yeah, I just said,
Hi, Mr. Dooley, how are you?
I'm good, Phil, thank you. Dear Coach Paterno, we stand with you. We don't believe it, you know. It's tough for me to read it.
I'll read it, Steve. He basically said, Dear Joe Pa, we are... It is emotional. We are very concerned. We hope all goes well. We are sure you're getting the very best care. We know. Excuse me. I'll do it. We know that there are many people like us who support you, who would never consider you to do anything to harm children, that you have in fact stood with education and the care of young people your entire life. All the best wishes. God bless Bobby and Steve Dooley.
It's very nice.
Well, so I really think that he needed that. And there's something else I think that needs to be said now. I held my tongue. I waited for an opportune moment. I didn't think it would come. But it has. And I don't know if this is an answer to a prayer. It's difficult to call Joe Paterno being diagnosed with cancer as an answer to a prayer, but it is, I held my tongue. I didn't say anything because I just didn't want to believe that Joe Pa was involved in something as despicable as the covering up of child abuse.
Right.
And I held my tongue, and almost as if a prayer was answered, the news came today that God bless him, and may God look out for him. He has lung cancer.
And well, why do you call that an answer to a prayer?
Well, it's not. The reason why I say that, Phil, is because now all those people that were so quick to call him a guilty, to call him negligent, to call him derelict, to call him egotistical and megalomaniacal, irresponsible. Now, how do they feel now that they hear that Joe Paterno has cancer?
Wouldn't want to be them.
No, I would not want to be them. And I don't usually do this on your program, Phil, but I'm going to say it. Those of you out there who were so quick to judge Joe Pa, which I was not, I wasn't one of those that was quick to judge him. But those of you that are out there right now who did judge him, how do you feel now that he's going to die? How do you feel now that you judged him and he will die in agony?
We don't know that that's going to happen. This is a treatable form of cancer.
I understand. I am just so upset. Cancer, Phil, is a very serious diagnosis.
Obviously it's very serious, but cancer these days, there are different kinds of cancer, and a great many of them. Look at AIDS, the AIDS virus.
Paterno does not have AIDS.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is there was a time when that was a death sentence, and now the medical community, the scientific community, has come up with ways to deal with it. So I wouldn't be too hasty, you know.
Well, we really don't know, Phil. All we know is that he has lung cancer, and there are a lot of people out there that are going to look very sadistic. And when he finally dies, we're going to turn and look at those people and say, are you happy now? Are you happy now that 50 years of supporting higher education, success with honor, all of that is dead now, and as he died, you stood in judgment and called him every name in the book, and a few that I probably haven't even thought of. You know?
Yeah, every name in the book, my father knew.
Well, I think that that's a pretty stark and harsh judgment on people.
Why do you say that?
Well, because while I'm sorry that he has cancer, I also, none of this sponges away our responsibility in life, you know?
Well, I don't think he did anything irresponsible other than try to look out for people, and now he has cancer. He looked out for people, he built a great football program, he was loyal to people, and here is what he gets for all of that, lung cancer. And I just hope those people out there are happy with themselves, that at a moment of a man's life when he was in crisis, when he didn't have a friend in the world, when he was being called every name in the book, people stood there and deserted him when he had cancer.
Nobody knew that he had
cancer. I know people didn't know that he had cancer, but he has cancer now. And I think this is something we should all remember, Phil, before we judge. Judge not lest ye be judged. And also judge not lest that person you are judging is going through his own personal hell.
Gotta have cancer.
Testicular cancer, any of the cancers. And
all right, Bobby and Steve, hold on.
Yeah, Phil.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Coach Joe Paterno diagnosed with cancer. I hear it's a treatable cancer. But the Dooleys have written a letter to the school and to Coach Paterno saying that they support him and that people standing in judgment, saying that he was derelict, saying that he was irresponsible, and he did not act in the best interest of these kids. Well, now he has cancer, so how do you feel now? Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, there is another, it's a non-controversy, non-scandal. However, Syracuse University, is that ringing a bell? Well, there's a coach up there that apparently these abuse allegations had been dealt with and discarded, but now they're back again, and I guess it's probably because of this one. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with us is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and we're talking about Joe Paterno, diagnosed with cancer. It has been a tough, tough month for Joe Paterno. There's no question about it. Some people believe him to be derelict. Some people believe him to be to have been irresponsible and not attentive to his duties as an educator first and as a obviously the caretaker of young people, even though, Bobby, the young people he's a caretaker of are college students.
Absolutely, Phil, and that is something else. Joe Paterno is a coach at the college level, so he doesn't run a high school football program, and that's what people don't get. I understand that children being molested is very serious, but here's a man that had lung cancer. So what are your problems today, Mr. and Mrs. America? Are you being molested, or do you have lung cancer? Joe Paterno has lung cancer.
Yeah, well, it's not the people out there that are being molested, it's the children, you know.
Well, that's what I mean.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to this gentleman here working for the state of California. He was with us last week. Is it Jeff?
Yeah, I don't work for the state. It's Poet from last week.
Oh, yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Thank God I got up to the green club.
You know, I already talked to this man. I don't think he works for the state of California. No one
I don't
who
work
acts.
For the state of California.
Who do you work for?
It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I've got my own company.
Well, last week you were going on and on and on about your credentials.
No, I didn't say that I currently work for the state of California. I said that I had worked for the state of California.
You were going on and on and on about how you were this and you were that. And
it still sounded more intelligent than you, I'm afraid.
Really? Can I say something to you? Do you know how patient people have to be to listen to you? We have to be very patient as you, you know.
Oh, you're drooling,
Okay, why don't you stop with that?
Isn't it true that people have to be patient?
Don't start in with the drooling.
People have to be patient when you're talking because they have to go, uh-huh, and strain to understand what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but those that do often come out a little wiser.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
Whatever you say there.
Yeah. Okay,
whatever you say, elephant man.
Hey.
I'm kidding. He talks like him.
No, he doesn't. I can understand this man. I can understand you fine, sir. I don't want to get into that, okay?
Well, Phil, you put the man on, and you put him on to provoke me.
Well, what did you want to say, Jeff?
Well, I wanted to say something, but let me say real quick that this thing is the kind of thing that happened in the 60s in, like, the South. Okay, you're, like, about as intelligent as the people that wanted to do away with Martin Luther King Jr. Is that class of person.
What? I don't know what he just said. You said something about Mandingo, and that's it. That's all I know.
You are as ignorant as any racist. I wouldn't be surprised if you were not.
That is absolutely slander. That is slanderous. If I'm ignorant as a racist, I'm here talking about Joe Paterno dying of lung cancer. How does that make me a racist?
No, I didn't say it. That made you racist, but the conversation you were going on about last week made you ignorant. Two different subjects.
Let me check the calendar. Let me check the calendar. Oh, this is a week later. Oh, good golly.
What?
I say it's a week later. And it's called racist, not a lacist.
Yeah, I'm going like lacist. Are
you Chinese?
Okay. All right, so I think what you're saying is there's a lot of intolerance here, Jeff, right? A lot of intolerance, a lot of ignorance.
I don't know where he's getting that. I'm the only one saying that Joe Paterno is rotting from the lung. He's rotting from the lung.
My mom died of lung cancer. Okay, my mom died of lung cancer. I know far better than you what kind of hell he's going to go through. Okay? And as I hate to... I would hate to see most people go through that. All I can say, karma's a bitch. Now, isn't it?
You know, karma's a bitch. And what karma are you working out talking like you're Chinese?
Okay. I said watch it.
This one's funny.
What karma are you working out, Jeff? Well, you're the one that goes, are you a lazy? What karma are you working out drinking out of a straw?
We don't know what... Jeff, listen, let's stop with the personal comments, and let's address the issue, and the issue, of course... Jeff, listen, thank you. Always good to hear from you, man. I got to move on. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. And let's address what it is we're trying to talk about here, which is Coach Paterno and whether people have been too judgmental of him. 877-876-PHIL. Is this... I think it's Jerry?
Adam?
Or Jeff? Who... Adam, sorry. Okay, Adam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I have a question. Was Joe Paterno a smoker?
I don't know. Bobby, do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think he was.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering that. And here's another thing. You know, obviously any kind of illness is terrible, but it's really completely irrelevant to the fact that he was complicit to the rape of children. I mean, how can you answer that?
All right. Okay, are you going to dance on his grave? Do you want to go to his grave and do a dance?
Why not? Is he dead? Because I don't see a grave.
When he dies, and he will, are you going to dance on his grave?
Well, ma'am, everyone will die at one point or another.
But not everyone will have people dancing on their graves. So
yeah,
the question I put to you again, would you dance on his grave?
All right, hold the line, sir, because we got to take a break. But you hang on, Adam, and Bobby, you too. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about Joe Paterno having cancer. Is this, should we recant a lot of the mean things we said about him? Is karma a bitch? Does it matter? Bobby says that people ought to feel ashamed of saying some of the things they said. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
And we're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and more of your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We've got a TV set on at the Dooley's residence. If I could get you guys to turn that down, Bobby.
I'm awfully sorry.
And we're talking about Coach Paterno diagnosed with lung cancer. Now, this is not something that he knew last summer, was it?
No, this was not something he knew last summer. This is something that was just discovered in the last 10 days. And you know, I have to tell you, Phil, I'm fairly shocked that a lot of the people that have been so judgmental, finger-wagging, holier-than-thou, now they have his blood on their hands.
And well, how do they have his blood on their hands? How do they have Coach Paterno's blood on their hands?
Coach Paterno's going to die of lung cancer, as that man who, I don't know who he is, that young man who has Lou Gehrig's disease, I don't know what he's got.
He's obviously disabled, okay, but he said that his mother died of lung cancer. He's very, very aware of what lung cancer can do.
Well, I think in that man's case, there's some soul searching to be done, because he's in a wheelchair, his mother has died of lung cancer, I don't know whether they live, or where they, if they live over a toxic waste dump, or I don't know what the problem is with that family, but they seem to be very snake bit. And for him to stand in judgment of Joe Paterno as he sips his dinner.
Okay, I don't want to hear that anymore. You know, you're asking for some compassion here, Ms. Dooley, and you're showing precious little of it yourself. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Go ahead, Adam. Adam was waiting on hold during that break. I appreciate it, Adam. Go ahead.
Well, I guess in continuation, ma'am, do you have any children?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Do you have any boys?
I have three boys.
Do they play football?
They play, I don't know if they played football this year, but they play basketball, they run track.
They played football in the past?
I think they have, Steve, have they?
Okay. Would you let them shower with Jerry Sandusky?
I don't understand the question. They don't go to Penn State, they're high school players.
No, I understand that, man, but hypothetically, you know, if they were on some kind of dream, you know, thing where they go to the college and play ball, and Jerry Sandusky took a shower with your sons, and Joe Paterno knew about it. How'd you feel?
Well,
about
we were
that
talking about Joe. We're talking about Joe Paterno. We're talking about Joe Paterno.
And he had knowledge of said.
And he has cancer.
Yeah, and that's.
And so you're going to laugh. You're
going to
laugh at him
that he's done.
You're going to laugh at him for having cancer.
No, he's asking a very good question.
Well, first of all, the man brought up Jerry Sandusky. And I haven't brought that name up at all.
It's relevant.
I'm bringing
though,
up Joe Paterno. No, it's not relevant because I haven't brought up his name at all.
Yeah, but did
I
they
brought
work
up
together?
The name Joe Paterno. I brought up the name Joe. Well, I don't. Who do you work with? Anybody that's gone to jail lately? That's gone to jail lately?
Well, I'm in the Army. You must know.
Okay, so everyone that's gone to jail in the Army, are you somehow responsible?
That's a ridiculous point. The man wants to know if your sons have, would you allow your sons to shower with a guy like that?
Of course I would not. It's the stupidest question I've ever heard.
That's what I think.
Well, why is that stupid?
It's a stupid question. You know something? I think we really need to screen our Army candidates a little better, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, anyway, thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what you meant by that.
Well, I could hear that he was embarrassed, obviously.
All right, let me go to another phone call here. I believe this is Jerry on line one. Jerry, is that you?
James.
James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Thank you very much. Hello, Ms. Dooley.
Yes?
I believe that your intentions are very misguided. I was not one to jump on a Joe Paterno bandwagon to put him down. I knew all the facts. And once I did find out all the facts, I did realize that Joe Paterno... Please stop saying
I'm listening. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Somewhat. I did realize that, and I was a big fan of Joe Pa, and when the whole story broke, I did realize that he was negligent and he was irresponsible and he did neglect his duties as an educator and a football coach because of what he knew. He should have gone to the authorities and told them. And it's made
and
it
now
may
he
have
has,
prevented other children
and now he has
from
cancer.
Being
and now he has cancer.
Flat out. Excuse
and
me?
Now he has cancer.
I understand that.
So
the
isn't
fact
that great?
That he has cancer does not need
isn't that
the
great?
Fact. No, it's not great at all.
Well,
the
that's the way a lot of people are sounding.
Will you let this man finish, please, Ms. Dooley? He's trying to finish his statement.
Well, everyone sounds as if
thank
they think
you,
it's
Phil.
Wonderful that Joe Paterno has cancer,
no,
and
I don't think
it's wonderful.
No. I don't think it's wonderful at all.
Mm-hmm.
As Phil said, it is most likely treatable, and even if it is not, it doesn't negate the fact that at the time that he knew, he did nothing about it. And now that he does have cancer,
hold on for a minute. James, would you hold on, sir? Would you turn the rate of the TV down, please, Ms. Dooley?
I'm looking at a special on Joe Paterno.
This gentleman is talking to you. He's called the show, and he held on to talk.
Jesus.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, now that we find
thank
out
you,
that
Phil.
Joe Paterno does have cancer, it does not wipe his slate clean for what happened in the past. What he knew and what he did not do in the past has nothing to do with what's happening now with him being diagnosed.
I really don't understand, and I'll tell you why. The people that were so-called molested, everyone is falling all over themselves. All right, everyone is falling all over themselves to protect them. Joe Paterno has lung cancer, and we have kicked him out of an airplane at 10,000 feet.
What?
It
seems like that's what we've done.
I don't understand that analogy.
Yeah, me neither.
Are you telling me...
Look, Ms. Dooley, if kids have been molested, innocent children who have no record of crime or guilt, they're children, and that's just the way it is. And we make accommodation for that. A grown adult man of 84 who has made such missteps as children have been molested and he hasn't done anything about it, that guy is responsible for his actions.
Oh, but a little kid that burnt. Did you ever see the film Bad Seed?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
In the Bad Seed, a 12-year-old girl murders people.
It's a movie. It was a stage play in New York, and it became a movie.
What does it have to do? I can't believe I'm having this conversation
with
what
happened with
you. Want to know what
Joe
I think?
Here's
what I
think.
You
McCleary
guys are men. You're men. You're men, and you're protecting other men.
No, we're not. We're holding men accountable. We're holding men accountable.
Exactly.
Did you see the Bad Seed? Did you see the Bad Seed, sir? In the Bad Seed, a 12-year-old girl sets a guy on fire.
That's a movie, all right? We're not talking about the sociopathic tendencies of... Ms. Dooley, I cannot believe that you would say that Joe Paterno deserves the same concern and consideration as molested children, that somehow he is guiltless.
It is a rush to judgment. I think we should wait to see what happens. And,
all right,
and
we're waiting.
I did do that.
You did? You did not, because now he's got cancer. You didn't wait long enough.
Are we supposed to wait to find out whether he has cancer? Hey, listen, James, thank you for your call, sir.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Are we supposed to wait for this guy to find out if he has cancer?
I don't know, Phil. He's 84 years of age. We have talked about him like he's garbage. We've talked about him like he is the town molester, like he's a freak in a car with hand lotion. Okay, I'll say it. No, I'm going to say it. Some things have to be said. We have taken one of the greatest coaches in the history of college sports, and we have turned him into a freak with hand lotion.
in a parked car, a dark parked car, a dark, dark color.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, my God. I'm not making a dent, am I?
No, your colorful descriptions, Ms. Dooley, are rather disturbing. And
well, I am disturbed.
Well, you may be disturbed, but I find them to be rather disturbing given the subject matter. Joe Pa in a parked car with hand lotion. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. More of your phone calls coming up. More with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Joe Paterno diagnosed with cancer. It is a treatable cancer. And it was diagnosed, I think, within the last 10 days to 2 weeks as the result of going to the doctor for bronchitis. His son says it is, quote, unquote, a treatable cancer. We'll be right back. Next hour, Chris Norton, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we continue on with Bobby and Steve Dooley here tonight, talking about Joe Paterno's, the diagnosis of cancer. And it's not life-threatening, Ms. Dooley, and you have made a point to say that, you know, people will have blood on their hands.
So I know that it is not life-threatening as far as the son. Now, this was what the son said, Steve Paterno. Whether or not that is true, whether he is just simply trying to not alarm people, I don't know. But a lot of people...
Can we take these things one at a time? What if what people were saying is true, and he should have been more... he should have been more responsible?
It doesn't make any difference now that we know he's got cancer.
It doesn't make any difference?
Now that he has cancer, no. Because now that he has cancer, the agony of his death will be the blood on everyone's hands as they jumped all over his grave and tried
to urinate on his grave. A lot of people do.
Yeah, people are going to want to urinate on his grave.
All right, you know what? You said this dancing on the grave thing, which I think is bizarre. I don't know. Are you trying to say that people will be disrespectful following his death?
Oh, without question.
I don't know that that necessarily adds up. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Gina on the line. Gina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I just found out. Just I'm driving home from a state championship game, going for a call to the state of Idaho. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but you don't even know what I'm saying, and you're cutting me off saying,
I'm listening to you. I'm sorry.
May I say something, please?
Of course.
Okay. I just found out that on the radio from you that Joe Paterno has cancer. And I'm so sorry about that. But what I'm saying is you're blaming the people that have said something against him as them causing this cancer to go into his body. Is that correct?
I'm saying that they have, by their very hateful comments, they have sped up the cancer cells.
Well, no.
I don't believe that. My mom has cancer. Mm-hmm. And she had breast cancer, and then it went to her brain. She still has cancer. And that's just disrespectful. I mean, we have...
Why should his
blood be on my hands for me... saying that he should have done more to help these kids out. What
because
about your kids?
Well, that's your opinion, and your opinion went into his mind.
No, it is.
And became anxiety, and became anxiety that created more of the cancer cells.
Well, this is some kind of.
It is the fact that he did not go and help these kids out. What happens if one of these kids gets cancer? Is that going to be caused by Joe Paterno? No.
No, of course not.
Why would it?
Of course not. Caused by Joe. It was caused by Jerry Sandusky, not Joe Paterno.
Well, he didn't do anything about it. Well, that's kind of what you're saying that we're doing.
I'm saying that you have
Joe
your
Paterno
opinion.
Cancer.
that we caused Joe Paterno cancer because we are criticizing Joe Paterno for not helping these kids out.
I think the jury is out, and we still have to wait and see. And while we are engaged in this wild speculation, we're speeding up the cancer cells to eat his brain. And I don't think you think about that.
You are our jury, then. You, yourself, and your husband is our jury. And
well,
you
somebody,
are saying for a fact that we caused Joe Paterno cancer because we...
Well, Gina, someone has to speak for Joe Paterno. No one is. Everyone's talking down about him and saying that he's, he was derelict and caused these children to be molested. No, he didn't. He didn't go into the shower and say, hey, Coach Sandusky, here's a kid to molest that I just found outside for you.
People aren't saying that, Bobby. People are saying that Coach Paterno, like any adult, once they know a child is at risk or in danger or there's something going on that is endangering the well-being of an innocent, you have to act aggressively. And these guys falling all over themselves. I mean, this McQuarrie, oh, I went to the cops. Cops don't have a police report. They got no police report. Where's the police report?
Well, Mr. Hendry, when Joe Paterno is dying with blood in his mouth, why don't you ask him that?
What is that supposed to mean?
When he is dying screaming from a pain of cancer.
Ma'am, all I have to say is thank you for letting me know that Joe Paterno has cancer. I will be praying for him. I hope you pray for him. I hope everybody else prays for him because he needs prayer right now. But
I am going to pray for him.
Pardon me?
I am going to pray for him. And I hate to say this, Gina, I'm going to have to pray for you too.
All right, let's stop with all of this judgmental, I got the hotline to God stuff.
I'm just,
do you see how tongue-tied you are now that you know that Joe Paterno has cancer? Now you're feeling guilty. And that's all I'm asking, is that you stop and think about what you've done to him.
I don't buy...
Mr. Hendry, I'm not done talking.
Well, I don't buy this idea that the opinions expressed against Coach Paterno caused his cancer, all right?
That's real great, Phil. Could you get another call so I can talk to people that... I don't want to argue with you all night.
Ms. Dooley, I'm the host of the show, and I will bring on the callers as I see fit.
Well, I'm done with her. Can you get rid of her?
Excuse me. I will... Gina, I apologize for the manners of my guest.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're saying that I don't have manners.
You just need some help is all it is. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And,
you're certainly welcome, Gina.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you, Gina. What a child. What an absolute child.
Who, that lady?
No, you with the
That lady was trying to say Bobby's making sense about having the cancer cell, isn't it?
She's talking about how our opinions of Joe Paterno, because they were so negative, caused the cancer cells to speed up, and I wrote her comment down, and eat his brain.
I never said that.
Yes, you most certainly did, because I wrote it down as you said it. I couldn't believe it. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tanya. Hi, Tanya. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yes. I hope this lady's kids is not listening to this because...
My boys are in bed. They're in bed. They're getting ready for school.
They're in bed?
They are in bed right now, yes.
Do they know that if ever in their life they're molested, their parents are not going to be there to support them? Do they know that?
No, they don't. They don't know that because it isn't true.
Well, then you should, when they wake up, you should tell them that because...
I'm not going to lie to them. I won't lie to them.
Okay, and so you're not supporting the kids. You're supporting an adult who chose to look the other way while kids were being hurt. The other thing is you're quoting the Bible, and the Bible says, "Suffer the children to come to me, and forbid them not." And so, and then this thing with him with this cancer.
Exactly.
You're taunting a man on the phone who's aging gracefully and has whatever slurs or speech problem. But then you're cheering a man. You're cheering a man who is aging biblically. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And so,
aging biblically. What did she say?
Biblically,
he's
biblically,
biblically. Whatever you do,
I've never heard.
Well,
that sounds pretty far out.
Sounds pretty far out to me. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Then You need to go back and read your Bible, because now you're tongue-tied now, because and you're saying this man is going to die with cancer, you know,
exactly.
What's worse, an 84-year-old man with cancer or kids living with something that has been eating them up all these years, and then having people like you not listen to them, even when it's obvious and they know that it happened.
I have to say that the man with cancer is worse.
Oh, man.
And then I go back to my first point. I said,
Other guy that I talked to, he went,
boys are ever molested, that their mother...
Never. They never will be. They never will be because...
Him.
And he called me a racist. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he was Chinese. Chinese in a wheelchair.
Phil Hendry.